get reduced premiums and the ability to use prepaid tax dollars to pay for covered and uncovered medical expenses such as dental and alternative care. Copay plans are also available. Neil offers inexpensive accident plans, network dental, critical illness, disability, and life insurance. Use Neil as your agent broker. Call 303-499-2735.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network. I woke up this morning to hear the news that they're telling Americans to get out of Nepal, and obviously why we're turning that country over to the communists as well. And what people don't understand is we always use the same technique. It works over and over again because nobody understands it. Certainly, we toppled the nationalist Chinese government back in 1947 and 48 by putting an arms embargo on them, and so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. And how do you fight an enemy if you don't have any weapons? But that's exactly what we did, and we did everything we could to undermine the nationalist Chinese, even to the fact that Congress appropriated $125 million for weapons, which would be equivalent to probably a couple of billion dollars today. And of course the State Department wouldn't allow the ships to sail. They were kept in the harbor in San Francisco and Los Angeles for a year and a half as the Nationalist Army retreated because they didn't have any weapons to fight with. And then when the weapons finally arrived, well, the rifles didn't have any bolts in them. And if you doubt what I'm saying, we'd be glad to send you copies of the committee reports that came out after the fall of China trying to figure out how it happened. I mean, we fought the Second World War to bring freedom to the world and democracy to the world. And now the largest country in the world, China, has gone communist. 1949, 1950, the communists took over. And we did the same thing with Cuba. We put an arms embargo on President Batista. We did the same thing with Nicaragua. We put an arms embargo on Somoza. We put an arms embargo, certainly, on the Shah of Iran, so we could bring the Ayatollah to power so we'd have an enemy to fight. In 2006 or 2007, we did the same thing with Rhodesia. We did the same thing with Southwest Africa and South Africa and Angola. And we brought the communists to power in all of those countries. And now, of course, we've done the same thing with Nepal. It was about time the American people began to understand there is a pattern. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me again and again and again and again, and Nepal is following, and the Maoist guerrillas are taking over, and that's exactly what we want. We are financing communism today and building it up in China. We've done this with Russia in the past. And would you trust people who would do that sort of thing? Well, with us this morning is Liz McIntyre, and we're going to be talking on a different subject. We're going to be talking about how they want to tag every American so they can follow them from the cradle to the grave. How they, right now they're talking about putting chips, RFID chips, in every animal in America. Every animal is to be chipped, and it's only a short step before we begin chipping Americans. After all, wouldn't it be nice if they got amnesia and you didn't know who you were, but then they'd be able to find it? Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't mix children up in the nurseries? Wouldn't it be nice if we could, you know, do something when a child was kidnapped so we could find it again? And if we only had an RFID chip in everyone and a video in every bathroom, why, we would be so safe, because you might fall in the bathroom and be hurt, and no one would know. You might even die in the bathroom, and no one would know, but if the government is there. And you must understand that, well, I don't want to go on. Liz McIntyre, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you and Catherine have written a wonderful book called Spy Chips. How's the book doing?
Actually, it's doing really well because word of mouth. People are hearing about the book. They're reading it, and they're passing the word on to their friends. And, you know, also, Dr. Stan, we just won the Lysander Spooner Award for Advancing the Literature of Liberty. And that's given out every month to the Best Book on Liberty by Laissez-Faire Books, and then at the every year, out of those 12 monthly winners, one is selected. We were selected in 2006, and we got a $1,500 award, so it's nothing to to sneeze at. I mean, it's actually a wonderful award, and we were just so flattered. I mean, the people in the running were just amazing, and so that, again, is giving us a boost because people are realizing, wow, this is a book to be taken seriously.
Well, of course, the thing is that the people in government will tell you, we're here to help, and we want to put these chips on the thing so that, well, we can protect people and prevent shoplifters, and won't it be wonderful when you're not going to have to worry about your dog being lost? How do you counter this?
Well, exactly. You know, last night I was watching the news at 6 o'clock, which I usually don't do, but I was watching the regular news, and then they kept announcing there was going to be this special on bird flu afterwards. I just had to see that. It was on one of the news program shows. I forget the name of it. A whole hour on bird flu, and they have this scary scenario set up.
Oh, yeah.
And they talk about the millions of people that could be infected and how people who are strong and normally would think they could survive something like this might even be more affected. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
It's amazing what they can do. I mean, here we've lost over 30 million people throughout the world from AIDS, and we're not worried about that. But 100 people have died of bird flu, and day after day after day, the mantra continues, and they focus our attention on it, and we spend billions of dollars for Tamiflu. Donald Rumsfeld loves that because his company actually created the drug. Really doesn't do much of any good for bird flu. No evidence it'll help bird flu. But that's all right. We're going to keep, isn't it amazing how they're able to manipulate the people and frighten them about a non-existent threat and have us not concerned about a very real threat like spy chips?
Well, absolutely. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to use this as a way to get people to accept these RFID tags in their flesh. I can see people, you know, being so scared that they might be infected by this disease and being told by the government, you know, it's good for people to get chipped because then we can isolate those who are a danger to you, you know. And then I could see people lining up under that guise. And so I'm very concerned that a lot of what's going on, a lot of the fear-mongering, is going to lead to the unique identification of all human beings. The other thing that's going on right now is the furor over immigration and how we want only people who are supposed to be here suddenly, right?
Right.
And you know, and I understand, you know, the feelings that are stoked, especially people who are having difficulty with employment and the competition for employment. But this, again, is going to be a big excuse to uniquely identify everybody and ultimately, I believe, to try to get people to take RFID tags in their flesh.
And, you know, this is really so clever because they create the problem by refusing to enforce our immigration laws. And only recently have they put anybody in prison, for hiring illegal aliens. If they create the problem, then they got a solution. We're going to have to, you know, tag everyone. We're going to have everybody with an ID card. After all, we've got to stop that immigration. It is being funded by our government. Be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Liz McIntyre. We're talking about their book, Spy Tips. Why don't you give our listeners just a little of the background of what spy tips are, how they're being implemented, how they're being introduced all across America, and your take on why this is such a dangerous thing.
Sure. Well, of course, spy chips, that's our nickname for radio frequency identification, or RFID, and it's a technology that uses little tiny computer chips. Some of these are smaller than a grain of sand to track items at a distance. And each of these chips is going to be hooked up with a miniature antenna, very small antenna. The combination will be called an RFID tag, and each of these chips will have a unique number, sort of like a social security number for things. Now, big companies, we're talking Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Gillette, and even our own government, want to put one of these RFID tags on every manufactured product on planet Earth, and some companies like Verichip would like to put one in every person to uniquely identify them. The problem with these is they communicate by radio waves, which can, you know, transmit information silently and invisibly without your knowledge or consent. So if you have something that you're wearing or carrying with an RFID tag in it, someone with the right reader device can siphon that unique identification number without your knowledge or consent, and that number can link to virtually unlimited information in a database, identify you, you know, exactly who you are, tell them something about you. And we see this as a very serious privacy and civil liberties issue, especially since we found so much documentation talking about how to abuse the technology. And Dr. Stan, one of those that we lay out in our book, Spy Chips, is a patent application by IBM, and they talk about the day when everything has one of these tags, and then when people buy items, these unique numbers are linked up to them. So when the numbers are seen later in the environment through these reader devices, the exact identity of someone or something about them can be known. And one reason, they say, is for marketing, because they like to be able to spam us with more advertising. But it goes beyond that. IBM talks about the government tracking people in public places through these numbers, and they name places, including airports, train stations, shopping malls, sports arenas, theaters, libraries, museums, elevators, and even restrooms.
But certainly, Liz, why would anybody be concerned about it as long as we haven't done anything wrong? Why should we be concerned? You know, isn't this just going to be used for the bad guys to make it easier for law enforcement to maintain law and order?
Well, the interesting thing, Dr. Stan, is that would be that some people tout that, saying, oh, gosh, you know, we'll just tag sexual perverts, for example, or we'll, you know, only follow bad guys around. But the problem is these companies have invested billions of dollars into this technology, and they're not going to be satisfied tracking a very small segment of society, even if that's something that we desired. They obviously have their eyes set on every one of us, and all of us are going to be caught up in a web of surveillance. In fact, we see this as another avenue for criminal enterprise, because people who are intent on criminal behavior always spend a lot of time and energy and money getting around systems, as we've always seen. And so those people will actually abuse this and possibly, you know, defeat systems and make us even less safe, while the rest of us are all being watched very closely and actually being put in more danger because, of course, if, say, our government and private organizations work in collaboration and can monitor and track us, they can control us.
And that, of course, is what it's really all about. As difficult as it is for the average individual to recognize, there really are evil people who want to control us. Adolf Hitler wanted to control everybody in his country, and he did, and they watched them and had a massive surveillance system. There it was, of course, for fear of the communists. Here it's for fear of the terrorists, as they're recruiting an army of 100,000 or more to watch everybody in America. And the same thing is true with Benito Mussolini's Italy and Stalin's Russia and in communist China. And those things go on not only in communist China and in the, certainly in Russia today, but it certainly goes on right here. They have informants. I was approached 44 years ago and asked to become an informant for some mysterious agency of government. And many, many people I know have been recruited to do this sort of thing, always in the name of protecting us from the bad guys. But then, of course, how do we protect ourselves from the government if it's controlled by bad guys? And I think it's so, but what a wonderful thing this spy chip is. Now everybody, everything can be tagged. But, Liz, what they're going to say is, look, at the airport, wouldn't it be much easier? Simply you wouldn't have to stand in those long lines and be held up forever and ever. Why, once we knew who you were and we knew you weren't a danger to the government, then you could go right on through. You wouldn't have to stand in the lines. Wouldn't they use some arguments like that?
Oh, absolutely. That's what they're doing. In fact, they have a new registered traveler program. They've been trying it out in Florida at one airport, and they're trying to expand it. See, it's another excuse to tell people, hey, this is a benefit to you. You know, get an RFID tag, get a complete background check, let us monitor you, and we'll, in exchange, make your life easier.
Right.
And you know, the problem with that, Dr. Stan, is the technology is not going to just be used for one purpose. It's always going to be used for other purposes, and people always seek power. And this technology gives people an enormous amount of power. And so we don't believe that, for example, the argument that they're just going to try to keep us safe from, say, sexual perverts, or they're only going to tag these certain people who've committed certain crimes. That's not what's going to happen. It's just like the Social Security number was never going to be used for anything other than very limited purposes, and now it's a ubiquitous number used for everything. It's just the way things work. And if we look at history and we're smart, we'll realize that this technology, with its potential, we just really need to be careful with it and make sure that we stop it before it is abused, because it will be abused.
And it was George Santayana who said, those who cannot remember history are condemned to repeat it. Now, certainly, are they using these RFID chips in some of the items we buy today?
Well, yes, we do know for sure that there are some RFID tags on items in Walmart stores, for example, on certain Hewlett-Packard printer scanners. There are 3x3-inch labels. They say proof of purchase, and they have barcodes on them. They look like normal labels, except, Dr. Stan, there's a small, very small box in the upper right-hand corner of that label with the letters EPC that stands for Electronic Product Code, and that's to tell anybody who would know it that there's RFID involved. If you peel that label back, you'll find a butterfly-shaped RFID tag underneath. We've also found them on some Sanyo TV set boxes in Walmart and some Lexmark printer scanners in Walmart. And we have some new news, Dr. Stan, and we're going to be releasing a press release on this very shortly, that there is a major clothing manufacturer, a global clothing manufacturer that has stores here in the United States that is starting to tag its products. And we'll provide more information on that very shortly. So that's they are hang tags, is our understanding. They're not actually embedded yet in the seams, but of course that is what we believe the next step will be.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, you mean they're on the hangers?
They're on the hang tags. You know those
right.
little tags that hang
okay.
off the clothing items.
Right.
So the RFID tags are hang tags, and of course, you know what they're trying to do is creep in slowly, little by little, and before you know it. People, if they start accepting the hang tags, those little tags that can be clipped off, pretty soon they'll be embedding these tags in the seams of the garments, right? They'll be putting them in shoes. Basically everything, that's the plan.
And there is a master plan. They know it's going to get some resistance from the people, but they're going to wear down our resistance. They're going to make it appear that it's going to be so convenient, sort of like getting us onto a credit card, you know. And my goodness, people were concerned about these credit cards, but before long, Mark, we got free automobile insurance and we got free miles on our for flying. You know, if we just took this credit card, and it is so convenient now, and you just go into the store and you swipe the card, and of course, while you get all these things, you get your gasoline that way. But what they're doing, of course, is putting us into a situation where they'll be able to take us into a cashless society, and then, of course, everyone will be numbered, and that's the next step along the line. And that's what the RFID is doing. Now, is there concern among the people across America because of this massive expanding of tracking ability on the part of the government?
There is a lot of concern, especially in light of some of the things that we found fairly recently. For example, the Department of Homeland Security put out an RFI, a request for information, seeking beefed up RFID, Dr. Stan, and people were just totally up in arms about it when we revealed this. They want to be able to track people from up to 25 feet away in any weather conditions. They want to be able to track people driving by in cars at up to 55 miles per hour. They want to pinpoint people as they stand in streets. Now, the RFI was for the U.S. visit program, and at certain border locations already, they're starting to affix RFID tags to visitor documents. But in this RFI, they talk about using this for other purposes and also by other federal agencies. And, of course, the last year with the Real ID Act passed, that gives us basically a de facto national ID by mandating federal driver's license standards, we're very concerned that because the Department of Homeland Security sets those standards, that they will want an RFID tag in there. And can you imagine, Dr. Stan, having not only a de facto national ID in the form of a driver's license, but having one that's remotely readable from up to 25 feet away and while you're driving by in a car at 55 miles an hour?
Well, it's amazing what they can do with the technology today, but you know, this can be used for good, it can be used for evil. And is there any way we can possibly trust the people in government who consistently lie to us about just about everything that's going on today? You know, our founding fathers didn't trust government. They knew that power corrupts everybody, and there are people within the Office of Homeland Security, of course, who are using the threat of the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave over there, but he's a threat to everyone. In fact, they just came up with a new tape from him just yesterday, and it was on all the television sets and programs. We've heard from reliable sources that Osama bin Laden is dead, been dead for some time. That doesn't mean that they're not going to bring him back and flash his picture up on the screen, and everybody trembles in terror because, well, after all, we've got to have the Office of Homeland Security to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. So, you know, but the trouble is, Liz, there's so many trusting people out there. They can't believe that why the government would ever do anything to harm them because they're good people.
Well, you know, that's true. And you know, I felt like that for a long time. And frankly, I'm pretty jaded after learning what I've learned about RFIDs specifically. This has become a galvanizing issue for a lot of people because our book lays out, in the words of the companies themselves, indisputable evidence that there are people with nefarious plans to do exactly the opposite of what they're saying. And not everybody's bad. I mean, there are lots of innocent people working in the RFID industry, don't get me wrong. But there obviously are some people, you know, and it's not just one or two. I mean, we're talking IBM, Procter & Gamble, NCR, Bell South, all with plans to track people with the technology.
Well, of course, the old saying, you know, you're only paranoid if you imagine people are out to get you. If they really are out to get you, then you're a realist.
There you go, and we have evidence in our book, and I think that's why, you know, not only is this important for us to know about RFID, but I think it's opening a lot of eyes to other things. People who would normally say, gosh, you know, these big companies are just great. Look at them. They want everything for us. They're suddenly starting to see, my gosh, look at this evidence they've uncovered.
Sure. Well, I think it's so vitally important. I think your book is important. And the work you've done, incidentally, we do carry your book. We think it's an important book. It's called Spy Chip, and for our listeners out there, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and our job is to try to make as many people across America aware of this. Now, I'm sure the people on the other side aren't very happy with you and Catherine, are they?
I wouldn't say that at all. In fact, we've been very careful with our security. We've had some people actually try to get information about us. We know that. Our own mothers have been called and people have tried to get information from them. It's pretty scary. And if you look at the history of companies like, say, Procter & Gamble, all you need to do is read a book called Soap Opera by Alicia Swayze to see how, unfortunately, these big companies take their reputation so seriously, they'll actually track you down.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Liz McIntyre and right back here. Get back in the effort.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Liz McIntyre. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Liz, and of course, I know at one time they wanted to put these in, even in the tires on your cars. Whatever happened to that? Did Michelin ever do that?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, that they were doing that. We haven't heard a lot from them lately, actually, from the tire manufacturers. But there are plans, Dr. Stan, not just for tires, but everything. It's just unbelievable. Pants and shirts and shoes, and of course this year the government, our own government, is putting RFID tags in our passports. And, there are plans to start chipping people. I don't know if you heard about this. There's a company in Cincinnati, Dr. Stan, that asked its employees to get chipped in order to perform their work duties. Did you know that?
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah. I saw a press release come across the wire, and it was, you know, just talked about Verichip and Verigard.
Uh-huh.
And about how a security company called Six Sigma Securities, I kid you not, that's the name, had installed this system in a company called City Watcher in Cincinnati. And I saw nothing else about it in the news. I call up this company, and I talk to one of the employees, and he spilled all the beans about it. He was telling me about, yeah, they had to get into this secure video room, and no one else had followed up with him, and he couldn't understand why anyone would be interested in this. It turns out the boss put a Verichip reader on this secure door, sort of as a duplicate security measure for their RFID proximity cards. You know those cards that you enter buildings with? And two employees had already gotten Verichips in their arm to enter the door. The one employee I talked to and a couple of others were still carrying around their Verichips in a little plastic keychain. But they planned to get chipped. Now, what's interesting is they didn't understand any of the downsides of this. They thought that Verichips were like splinters you could remove whenever you wanted to. They didn't understand any of the health downsides. They thought it was great for as a medical device. They didn't realize that the database may not be available, the number might not be readable, or the fact that they could be tracked when they were outside their job duties for other reasons.
Let's talk about the downside.
I mean,
can you just, or you put it in, can you take it out?
Well, you can't. Well, this thing is awful enough going in, as you may know. We have some pictures at our website at www.spychips.com. Oh, by the way, you can sign up for our newsletter there and see other pictures of these devices. But this thing is a large glass encapsulated tag. I mean, it's larger than a grain of rice, like they say. They say it is, but it's much larger than that. It goes in under your skin, but you try to get that thing out again. The thing can migrate, all right? One journalist talked about her experience trying to get it removed. She had to go to several doctors. She finally found one with the right equipment to try to find where it was. The chip had moved. He had to surgically remove it. She has a permanent scar now. It's quite a lengthy procedure.
Well, I know, you know, as an orthopedic surgeon, trying to find sometimes a metal fragment or a sliver or something, really, sometimes it's just you'd spend hours looking for it, you know, and
yeah.
You know, it'd be hidden right there and right in front of you, but you couldn't find it. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is John from Northern Colorado.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'd like to ask your guest if she's familiar with the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture Premises ID Program.
Yes, that goes hand-in-hand with the National Animal Identification System.
Right. Now, from what I looked up on the web, and you can Google this, type in USDA premises ID, and you'll get that webpage.
Now, has it actually gone in yet? I know a friend of mine has a flock of geese, a little farm up in Idaho, like John Lefter. He said it's going to cost him $500 to chip all of his geese. What a terrible idea. Has this law yet, or are they just trying to get this thing
Well, through? Right now it's voluntarily, it's on a voluntary basis, just like all a lot of other programs that the government starts. First, it's voluntary. What they plan to do is embed your farm animals with these chips on a voluntary basis. These chips will be able to be tracked by satellite. And then it will eventually be mandatory to the point where you cannot get any medical treatment by a veterinarian unless that animal is chipped. If it's not chipped, a veterinary cannot come over to your farm or ranch to provide medical treatment.
Well, that's not the case now, is it,
Joe? No, not now, but eventually it'll get to the point where you're going to have to call a certain facility in your local area to get permission to leave with that animal, with any animals that you have on your farm or ranch. You won't be able to leave unless you get permission.
What are your thoughts on it, Liz?
Yeah, this is a very invasive program, and even people who have, just say, one chicken in their backyard or a pig, any kind of an animal pretty much that could be construed as a farm animal would be affected by these regulations, and I believe they go into full effect, isn't that right, in 2008?
Yeah, something like 2008 is supposed to go into full effect. They'll probably be a little late. They'll probably be about a year or two late.
Right. And
what about our cats and dogs? Are they going to have to be chipped too?
They didn't mention anything about that, but they just mainly focused their attention on farm animals.
Well, what about little chickens? You know, what about little
any
chicks?
Farm animal? Any
well,
farm
anything,
animal?
Pretty much anything. I mean, that could be considered
a farm
animal.
Little tiny chick, you know. Are they only, what, about 2 inches, 3 inches high? Are they going to have to be chipped, too?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and in fact, there are ways to do that, even with the smallest creatures, believe it or not. But, yeah, and of course, right now it's voluntary, but, you know, there are owner's regulations for keeping track of who comes on and off your property. I think, caller, that's what you're referring to. And the regulations are going to be so onerous that unless you had RFID, you wouldn't be able to keep up with it all.
The people have to understand that there are wicked and evil people who want a dictatorship. They want to control everything in the world. They want to know everything about you. And, of course, most people will simply go along because it's the easiest thing to do.
Now, there's one more thing I want to mention.
Sure.
If you think that's something, just Google Empire North. Empire North.
Okay, Cole, let me mention something to you about that. We have that in our book, Spy Chips, and I don't want people to get too scared yet, because Empire North, a lot of people think it's real. In fact, the people that this person from Empire North, this fictitious company, wanted to fool believed it was real. It's actually the brainchild of a Danish performance artist who wanted to come up with the most sinister weapon he could think of. And what did he come up with? He came up with the idea of a rifle that could shoot Varit chips into people from a distance to track them from a satellite. Now, it was totally bogus, and this gentleman, I forget his name, but he's in our book, went to China to a police weapons show with this poster, believe it or not, and he posted this thing at a booth, and he sat there and he thought, no one's going to come up and talk to me. Well, it turned out governments of the world, especially the Chinese government, was very interested in this Varit chipping weapon. And he was fortunate to get away with his life, because if they had found out that it was a joke, a hoax, he would have been in a jail cell.
Well, my feeling is that they are intent on developing a weapon like that, because of the fact that one of the reasons why they want to chip farm animals is they want to really chip cows, because they are grazing animals.
That's okay, fine. Well, thanks so much.
Find a gun that can be able to shoot.
Thanks for calling, John.
Sure, bye-bye.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think with anything that of this importance, we have to be careful because the other side will try to discredit us, and whether it's intentional or not, when you're dealing with what's going on, you've just got to be very, very careful. If they can feed you false information and then get you to put that out, why you become discredited, and even though 99% of what you say is right, if they can point to that 1%, they'll make your life miserable. We've got Jim calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hello there, Dr. Stan.
Hey, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Have they introduced global positioning satellite technology into VeriChips and RFID tags?
Actually, it's possible to communicate with RFID tags with reader devices that then are hooked up to GPS devices that can communicate with satellites, okay? So it's sort of like an indirect kind of a thing right now. Right now, VeriChips, the ones that are in common use, the $200 injectable ones, are passive chips. They do not have batteries on board, and they communicate about, up to 2 feet. But if a reader device in the environment that could read the chip were connected to, a GPS transceiver, it would be possible to communicate the information to a satellite. Same with any other kind of passive RFID tag. There's actual talk about the VeriChip being used in conjunction with some kind of telephone system so that one day parolees could be chipped and report in to, say, parole officers without having to see them face-to-face.
Well, Liz, let me ask you. I've heard that, there's some very wealthy people, bankers and a few people in Italy who've had chips put into them so that they couldn't be kidnapped. Now, then, since you can't really track them by satellite, at least not at the present time, there's really no benefit to being chipped to keep from being kidnapped, is there?
Well, there actually is a device that has a GPS transceiver on it, but it's very large. It goes under your collarbone. It's possible that the very rich would go to that length. We know that there's a prototype out there, but it is not in common use. Now, you're right, especially in South America right now, there's a company that's promoting the VeriChip as a way to help prevent kidnapping, which is ridiculous. Because, first of all, are kidnappers going to keep people in public areas that would be near any kind of these official reader devices? No.
Right.
They're going to take them far away. And in fact, these chips are easily removed. I mean, if you have a knife and you're not careful, a doctor is going to do it very carefully to avoid any kind of injury. But if you're kidnapping somebody, and you have, evil intent, you just do whatever just cut it right out in a big swath.
Sure.
So, actually, we think it's going to make people less safe because anyone who's kidnapped is going to be suspected of having some kind of a device in them at some point. So they're selling to people this idea of security. They're selling them a bill of goods.
Okay, Jim, did you have another question?
No, I'm sure they have a desire to have that kind of technology directly into the chip itself. I'm sure they're working on it. It might take a little bit longer, but I'm sure they would desire to have that sort of technology built into the chip itself.
Right, and there are ways, like in our oceans right now, some scientists are tracking large animals with RFID tags connected to GPS devices so that when the animals surface, they can actually communicate this information about their behavior to low-orbiting satellites. But it isn't something that's in common use.
No, obviously not.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep looking out for this VeriChip thing and the RFID tags. They are invasive, and the loss of privacy is tremendous.
Well, thank you for calling, and pass the word along, because you know what? The way this word gets out is through the grassroots, telling your friends, your neighbors, your children, because unfortunately a lot of big companies are trying to suppress this information.
Exactly.
And
all right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And do we have another caller? Well, perhaps we didn't. Do we have another caller?
Yes, sir.
Oh, who's this?
This is Dan from Loveland.
Hi, Dan from Loveland.
I was just curious, can the information on an RFID chip be changed remotely?
Dan, that's possible. There are different kinds of chips. Some are read-only, just like you have CDs. Right now you can read them only, maybe.
Right.
But then you have read-write CDs. It's the same thing with RFID tags. Some of them can be written, too.
That'd be kind of interesting if you were at sinister plot that, I'll change this person's ID or change this person's access to certain things. Or...
That's a possibility at some point. But you know what? Even if you don't, you can have these numbers linked up to virtually unlimited information on the Internet. And so if you want to update information about a person through that number, all you need to do is update that record linked to
that's pretty scary.
Particular number. Yeah.
Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Again, the book is Spy Chip, and we do carry that at Radio Liberty. Let's get your website out there one more time, Liz.
Sure. It's www.spychips.com. That's Spy Chips with an S on the end, just like the book. We have a free newsletter there. Please sign up for that. We'd love for you to join us, too. You can join Caspian and work with us, because we're trying to stop this technology through the free marketplace by telling people to shop responsibly, not to buy products from Walmart, for example, the 800-pound gorilla of RFID, not to buy products from Procter & Gamble, another big player in the RFID market. They're the makers of many products that people use. And we're talking about Tide laundry detergent, Cascade dishwashing detergent, many brands of hair coloring. You name it. Look at the boxes very carefully and then write to these companies and tell them, you know what, I don't support this, I'm going to switch brands or I'm going to switch stores, and they'll have to start listening to us.
And I think that really is such an effective technique. However they feel about it, believe me, the one thing they don't want is to start losing customers. And this thing starts, it could soon become a great tidal wave and a tsunami, and we need to let the people who have a financial interest in this know that they're going to lose out financially. And if the good people of America aren't concerned about our freedom, we're going to lose it. Let's hope there are more people who value their freedom than the other side thinks. They think they're going to be able to put this over on us. Let's hope that with Catherine's help and certainly Liz's help and all of the people out there, we can begin to awaken the sleeping giant here in America. Well, Liz, we're just about out of time. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. Well, we'll look forward to having you back with us again in not too distant future.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, the book is Spy Chip. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are under attack today.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
At the American Freedom Network, and of course there really is an effort to enslave the people of the world. There really are satanic forces out there that would establish a one world government under a ruling tyrannical society, and these people would like to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And you say nobody would want to do that. Well, if you've not yet seen our video, it's entitled Planned Population Reduction. Let me suggest you get it, contemplate it, and if you want me to document any of the things that are in there, we have the documentation on it, such as this wonderful public health policy we have for good sexual health that has led to 60 million Americans having a sexually transmitted viral disease. And of course, you see the ads all the time on television about, oh, you know, the herpes. Oh, we just take these pills for herpes, and we hardly have any outbreaks now. Maybe only one every three or four times a year. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being told you're perfectly safe. Go ahead and be as promiscuous as you want to. Just protect yourself. And they know that there is no protection from genital herpes. They just don't want you to know that they are intentionally spreading disease among our people. And so many other diseases as well. Planned Population Reduction, the DVD, the video, so important for you to have. And then, of course, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings goes into the secret societies that are behind this whole satanic world plan. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD or audio tape going into the background. You need to have this information. And how does it all fit together? Well, I think my talk on the world revolution puts it together. You'll actually hear my interview with Ambassador Smith. I did it back in 1980. He was the American ambassador to Cuba, and will tell you how we brought communism to Cuba. And they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Just as today, we are bringing communism and the communist dictatorship to Nepal, thanks to the fact that America put an arms embargo on Nepal. And of course, we got the British and the Indians to help us, so we could bring the Maoists to power, just as we've done in communist China. And we're building them up. We're financing that whole brutal tyranny today. As if somehow, well, if we just give them enough money, they're going to become nice people. It's like feeding a tiger meat, hoping he's going to become a vegetarian. Our leaders are not stupid. They do not make stupid mistakes, but they want to make you think that they're making stupid mistakes. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy of one of our newsletters, we'd be glad to send it to you. If you'd like to go to our website, it's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs there 5 hours a day and not get much of anything accomplished. 3 hours a day at Radio Liberty, and then, of course, we're on the internet this hour. We're on the internet for an hour in the afternoon on Genesis, then, of course, Radio Liberty. You can get the rest of our programs. You can hear them on shortwave or on satellite. But quite frankly, we need your help to keep doing what we're doing. And if you believe, as I do, that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, we hope many of you will just join the Radio Liberty family. You can either join the Radio Liberty family or subscribe to the newsletter. But whether you do that or not, please tell others about the program. Try to get them to think. Try to get them to question, because we're moving into terribly difficult times. The whole economic system is designed to collapse, and out of that will come chaos and the loss of freedom. At least that's what they want. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Hi, I'm Ann.
Suzanne Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found